Konnichiwa minasan, Krim des. Welcome to the 12th episode of J-Rock On. I'm so excited because I got my BFB single yesterday. I was gonna make a podcast of it the minute I got it, but you know, I had to enjoy it first before I did. So I raced upstairs and watched the PV and I listened to the songs non-stop. Like, seriously, the whole day I've been listening to the songs, the whole day I've been watching the PV. It's really pathetic. But yes, it came with these cool castanets. I don't know, when I first saw them they look kind of ghetto, but I've never really held real castanets before, but I don't know, it's fun. And it came with two stickers, one of Miavi in his Gig Pig Boogie outfit and the other in his Señorita outfit. And it came with tattoos. They're all the same. There's four of them. And it has the Meave Roses logo on it. It's really pretty. I don't want to use it because, I don't know, I don't want to waste it. But it is really pretty. Maybe I'll use one. Who knows? So yeah, oh my god, I'm so excited. This song is so good. I love it. The PV is great. And I'll get more in-depth with that as soon as I read these comments first. Alyssa, she is my friend, a longtime friend from DeviantArt. And she's always commenting and she's a really great friend. She's always there to support me. I love you, Alyssa. Yeah, it's good that you're getting slowly back into J-Rock again. Sadly, what I said the last time about Duran Gray coming to Texas, supposedly there was a typo on that website and they apologized and said that it's not true. They are not going to be attending that music festival. That is just so lame. What the heck? How could you like make a typo like that? But anyway, sorry guys. I guess Duran Gray won't be coming to the United States yet. Martina, yay! Yes! I love Yasuno! Oh my god, he is so cute! And his hair! Yes, I know that you're obsessed with Yasuno's pink hair. He has really nice hair. I love pink hair on guys. What is up with that? And I will play a cross song. I will. Later on. It'll give me something to play besides Miavi, right? Yeah, it's really bad. We can't afford any more CDs. On the little tiny album jacket thing, on the Señorita CD cover, there's a sign that says, new single coming out in spring. ? Oh my goodness, spring is like 2 to 3 months away, and he's already planning another single. That's insane. I have no more money. This was a Christmas gift. I just can't whip out money like crazy. I have to save up for convention. I'm already poor. Come on, J-Rock is not cheap. Crack is not cheap. J-Crack is not cheap at all. Alright, on to the next comment. Mi-chan! Oh, look at that. It's a long comment. Oh, she's so cute. I can't believe that you actually like this. You guys are awesome. Our classes are great because that's the only time that I can actually vent about Miavi because everybody knows about Miavi and my table. We're also perverted, so it's really fun just like watching Miavi. And today, during art class, I played it and my friend is kind of into Miavi. Like, she really thinks that she's hot. And she likes other J-Rock bands too. She's slowly getting into it. So I show it to her and I show her that Miavi is a vampire in this PV and she flips out because we love vampires. Oh, sexy. Then after watching the PV and the dance lesson, don't worry, I'll talk more about this later. She's like, all right, that's it. I have to listen to Miavi. And she goes on her iPod and she just starts listening to the songs that she already has. So I'm like, yeah, Miavi really does that to you. He has that power. He can control your mind. It's insane. So yeah, we were laughing about the dance lesson part. It was great. My friends are so good for tolerating me. Yes, I have heard of Gilgamesh before. Coincidentally, we're reading Gilgamesh in our literature class, and I was like, oh my gosh, there's a band called Gilgamesh, and there's an anime called Gilgamesh. So of course I have to relate everything to that, don't I? So I guess I'll play a Gilgamesh song if I have time, or maybe in the next one I'll play it, alright? Yes, J-Rock On got a new layout. I still have to work on it, find a time to do that, and make it more pretty. What color scheme do you guys want? I really like black and red because, well, my name's Krim, which is short for crimson, so of course I love crimson colors. But you guys tell me what you think. I don't understand how you guys can think that I'm funny, but thank you, Mi-chan. Oh, I'm sorry that you don't think that your midterms turned out all that well. Yeah, distraction is really evil, isn't it? Oh my goodness. And there's another comment that I received from my video podcast. It is from Caddy or Katie. I don't know how it's pronounced. I'm sorry. No, I don't think that I'm all that cool. I was really dorky in that video, and I wish I could do another video podcast. Because once I get my camera to work, I will do the Señor, Señor, Señorita dance. I'm gonna memorize it and learn it. You'll see. And I will post it on here, and you can all point and laugh at me. Alright? Thank you for your comments, everyone. Comment again after this episode. And now, what we were all waiting for, this song is Señor, Señora, Señorita by Miyavi. Enjoy!
By step, 何を隠そう Señorita 私こそが One, two, step Step by step 一致も知ったたらいい男 One, two, step Step by step お望みとあらば骨のスイートまで One, two, step Step by step こちらの牙を召し上がれ月に照らされ青白く光る首筋にそっと誓いのキスをでもなぜだろう胸の奥どこかこんなに燃えたものは One, two, step, step by step 踊りませんかボニータ手を取り One, two, step, step by step 腰から乗せて Under watch walk One, two, step, step by step 唇触れそうな距離で上に One, two, step, step by step 囁く言葉は手あもれららこの胸に咲いた情熱その棘で心を締め付けるわそして僕は君を思うたび血の涙を叶わない恋ならばいっそ壊してしまえと願ってしまうのはいけないことでしょうかじゃなきゃどんなに良かったの君を傷つけることなどなく愛せるのに One, two, step, step by step 時の合図で二人はランデル One, two, step, step by step また朝が来て離れ離れああ愛した君にさえ近づけない僕は哀れなモス君とさ抱きしめたい抱きしめられないのは壊してしまいそうだから変わりゆくこの体たとえ干からびようともどうかこの恋がずっとなってしまう前に届かないキスならば実らないラブストーリーならばせめて夢の中抱きしめさせておくれ思えば思うほど近づいては離れてく月と太陽のように、oh.
There are so many things I can say about this PV. Oh my goodness. Okay, Mia V is dancing with a bunch of flamenco dancers, and they're all on top of him and caressing him and doing a lot of the things that we would want to do, except a little bit, I guess, PG-13-ish rated. But Mia V is holding them, and he leans close to one of them, ready to kiss them, but he doesn't. There's a scene where he's a vampire with vampire teeth, and he's biting on the neck of one of the girls, and it's, oh my god, it is amazingly sexy. I just wish I was in that girl's spot. Oh my god. You have no idea how much I love vampires. In this PV, I would like to refer to Mia V as my little Japanese conquistador of love. Oh, and the Meave stash. Oh my gosh. Sometimes I can't keep a straight face. It's sexy, but I want to laugh because he's just got that stick-on mustache on there. Oh, he's so silly, but oh my god. Goodness, I think this is the most sexiest PV he has released. Before, his PVs were always with like one girl, and now there's like a whole harem of girls. Oh, I'm so jealous. After you finish your Meavegasm on the PV, you can see the video clip of the dance lesson. I will learn how to do that dance. Like, I'm a really bad dancer, but Mia V makes me feel comfortable about doing it because he can make it silly and I can make it work. So I will dance and I will post it on here. And he refers to himself as Mia V Jackson. And he even does a woo thing that Michael Jackson does. And even on the CD jacket, it says the producer is Mia V Jackson for the dance segment. It's hilarious. He even attempts a moonwalk. Keyword here is attempt. It even says it in katakana. I tried my best to read it. And if you watch the videos enough times on a DVD, there's a little surprise that pops up. You get to watch his bandmates try dancing to Senor, Senor, Senorita. I'm not sure who they are. I think they're his backup band. If I can read the katakana correctly, the guys are Leo, Tom, and Maya. It says Maya Ya. I think that's Mayatan, but it doesn't look like him because they're all wearing masks and I can't really tell. But that's what the katakana said, and I don't know, Mayatan looks different from that. So, I don't know. We'll see eventually who it really is. But you have to watch it. I mean, oh my god, I love this DVD! So, yes, go buy the Type A single if you've got enough money. Go download it. It should be up. Okay, I have to play another song, and this one's going to be interesting because it is done by Krab. But actually, it's by their alter ego band. Everyone needs to have one. They're called 36481? Question mark. Or should it be 36481? They released a single called Fiction, and they did covers for the other PS company bands, such as Mia V, Gazetto, Kagra, and even themselves. They wrote a cover song of their own song, but as their alter ego. As 36481, they changed their names to fit the alter ego. So Keiyu is Hoho Kekyo, Mai is Katsuageta, Yura is Yansai Chien, and Yasuno is Tsubasa. I probably butchered those names with my horrible Japanese, so please forgive me. And since Martina loves Kra and Gazetto, I will play 36481's cover song for Gazetto called Linda, Candy Dive Pinky Heaven. Enjoy!
Oh,
Sorry guys, this is going to be a long episode. I'm gonna try to speed things up as much as possible. The next artist is Gakuto. He recently released Redemption, his single. I haven't seen the PV yet, which is really sad because I've watched his Diabolos Christmas Eve concert, which is hilarious. It's about 3 hours long and I haven't seen the whole thing either, but there's this one funny scene where it's like they play a movie before the concert starts and then the concert builds up from there, and then in the middle of the concert you go back to the movie and Gakuto's having a dream, and then he wakes up, he looks in the mirror and he sees the members of Gakuto Job there in the mirror, and they're like, oh, you're not alone, blah blah blah, all that. And then you see Chachamaru, oh my god, he's so cute, and he's in a little disco outfit. I don't know what he's saying. I think he's saying something in English, but I couldn't catch it. And then Gakuto wakes up, and he looks in the mirror again. And then he sees his bandmates again in the mirror. And they're all wearing Chinese cheongsams. I don't know how to pronounce them. But they're those Chinese dresses. So it was so funny. Chachamaru was really into it. He like puckered his lips and winked. He's so cute. So Gakuto wakes up again. And then he doesn't look in the mirror. He looks at himself. And he's wearing like one of those cat costumes, like for the performance of U plus K. He does that again in that concert too. But yeah, he's wearing like the cat costume with that, like the headpiece. And he's like lying on the bed on all fours. It's so cute. And then he wakes up again and he's finally backstage. And then his bandmates are like, what just happened to you? And they're all in their Blackstone outfits. And then they come out and then they perform. It was so funny. It's a huge, huge file, guys. I got it through a torrent and it took like maybe a day and a half to download. It's about 2.5 gigabytes. That's a lot. I don't know how I'm gonna save it. Oh. But one thing that you cannot neglect with Redemption and Diabolos tour is Gakuto's cornrows. It's like, WTF. You think you're so cool now? You think you're down with it now, Gakuto? What the hell is that, Gakuto? Are you running out of hairstyles? It's like cornrows, and then when it comes down, it's curls at the bottom. What? I don't know what's up with that. It's also in the Redemption PV, so give it a look. You may like it, you may not. I don't know. I don't like it. I think he should just stick to his long straight hair. It's more prettier that way. But could you imagine when he takes it out of the cornrows, how crimped it must look? So in honor of Gakuto's new single, Redemption, I will play one of the songs on that CD. It is called Longing. Enjoy!
くそ丸を出て君を抱きしめながら青く照らされた涙を月にささげろ
Sound the water, keep it.
Alright, I'm gonna give out the J-Rock birthdays from the past few days. On the 20th was Aoi from Gazzetto and Sakurai from the Alfie. On the 21st was Caillou from Jeanne d'Arc and Mizuki from Visor. On the 22nd was Heath from X Japan, Kuya from Kagero, and Takumi from Rentor and Swa. And today, the 24th, is Kikasa X Doodle Quartz and Figure, along with Yukata from Bucktick. I would play a Bucktick song, but I have to say that for a future podcast that I have in mind. And I would play an Unzu song because Kikasa was the bassist for Unzu, but I deleted the MP3s that I had, and the only one that I have now, I don't really like it. So I'll play a Figure song instead. Why not a Doodle Quartz song? Because I've played them before, and because Figure isn't as appreciated as they should be. They weren't that bad, come on. So try it out. I believe this is a song that they made into a PV, and it is their only PV. It is called Kashikoi Dore no Oraka na Sentaku. Enjoy! Forgot to mention that yesterday Cora IM'd me and complimented me on my show. Thank you very much, Cora. We had a pretty good conversation on our favorite J-Rock artists, mainly Psycho Rushem. She's so lucky she got to see them live. And speaking of Psycho Rushem, they are going to release an album. It's gonna be an Indies Best Of album. It's coming out on March 29th, so watch out for that. So yes, feel free to instant message me and just have a chat. Don't worry, I don't bite hard. Okay, I guess I'll finish it off with Yappari Megami ga Suki by Miyavi, since I am pretty much celebrating his new single. This song was written by Yoshi. He was a host from LFX, and Miyavi sang this song on LFX originally, back in the summer, I believe. Now he's releasing it. CD Japan says that Yoshi wrote the lyrics because it is dedicated to his wife, and Miyavi did the music for it, and he sang it, of course. Remember, if there's anything that you want me to play, just ask and I will play because I'm running out of things to play here, alright? Remember to leave a comment and I will see you guys again next time on J-Rock On. Jane, minasan, now please enjoy Yappari Megami ga suki by Miyavi.
Kimi wo aishiteru. Zutto aishiteru. Ima nara sunao ni ieru. Kimi ga suki. Kimi no natsu na tokoro ikareru no wa boku ga ひねくれているからかな あ、僕はいつも気がつけば わがままばっかり言っちゃってるね アニメを見たり 秋葉歩いたり 朝方帰ってきたり君を愛してるずっと愛してる今なら素直に言える君が好き君を守りたいよずっと 離さないよ今なら素直に言える君が好きずっと好き君が好き